Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tofupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google being bought over, but they've been losing subscribers on the DStv side. Their latest results show us and tell us that they've lost even more subscribers than the last time, which was, I think, just over a million. Where are we now?
One thing's for certain, it does show that us as consumers are spoiled for choice when it comes to content, and MultiChoice is experiencing this. Now, in their latest company results that were released just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they did highlight that they have lost just under 1.2 million subscribers from its base in the past year. Now, almost half of which are from the South African audience. Now, bearing in mind that they have actually experienced ongoing challenges in terms of heightened competition, the likes of Netflix, of course, Amazon Prime, and a few other players that have come on board to provide streaming services. But despite that, MultiChoice has also been going through an extensive investment phase in the last 4 years since their listing. They've essentially tried to diversify their interest, not only to boost content through several partnerships that they have with the likes of Peacock and other international providers, but have also invested quite extensively in their technology as well as other ventures such as sports betting. So far, these haven't necessarily paid off the results that they'd like within the short term. Coupled with that, they've been plagued by significant challenges when it comes to operating across the continent. When you're in 50 countries with 50 different currencies and using the US dollar as a key peg, you can imagine currency fluctuations and devaluations have also cost the business. So much so, more than 10 billion rand that has now impacted their financials. Depending on which metric you might look at in terms of their profit, they did report an increase in total profit to at least 1.7 billion rand. But if you look at their headline earnings per share, there's still a substantive loss that has been reported there. We did reach out to the company to share results yesterday, but from what we understand, there's a lot of boardroom conversation happening at the moment. So no direct media interviews have taken place with any large entities that we are aware of. However, as you know, Canal Plus, as you've mentioned, is still the issue of contention, and it does seem as though we still have to get some kind of update with regard to the acquisition process. Will it still go through at the current valuation, given the financial standing of the business? But of course, bear in mind that the Competition Commission has given it the thumbs up on the back of certain conditions that they do need to comply with within the next 3 to 5 years of the deal.
Something else has been doing, I guess, kind of well over the last year. Gold, all-time high. Platinum, all-time high. And as a result, the markets have been rallying. Tell us about that.
You say kind of well. It's been doing exceptionally well. If you do take a look at the gold price or the platinum price, as you say, they've touched all-time highs. And this has been on a consistent basis, especially over the last 3, maybe even 6 months. And the reason for that, again, these are commodities. Commodities that we dig up from under the ground and are essentially exported to different markets, gold primarily as a store of value, but platinum plays a critical role with other platinum group metals, if you think of the likes of palladium, as they are used in vehicles, specifically electric engine combustion vehicles, ICE vehicles, petrol, diesel, because they're used in the catalytic converters, which are form part of the exhaust pipe system, essentially to minimize the level of carbon emissions that take place. Now, we've seen these particular commodities rally significantly, Sizwe, over the last few months, and it's really boded well for markets like the JSE All Share Index, where we have a large contingent of gold and platinum mining houses. So when those stocks go up, our Aussie also performs a lot better, and we've seen a lot of international investors also bringing their flows here. What's been interesting on the international markets front, which we spoke about yesterday, is, of course, just some sense of calm on the back of the trade talks between the US and China. Resolutions still need to be sought. But one that caught my attention and my humor as well has to be the fact that Elon Musk apologizing to Donald Trump or saying he's gone too far post has also resulted in the share price of Tesla seeing a slight recovery in the last 3 to 4 days. So quite intriguing that a Twitter spat can erode significant value from a market cap of a technology firm, but also coming back to say sorry might restore some essence of value and goodwill. So let's see how it plays out in the days to come.
Yeah, I also thought that was funny. But they obviously had a discussion behind closed doors, and I guess he realized that, you know what, Trump doesn't have anything to lose. Trump just has a job. Elon has got companies that are publicly listed. He employs tens of thousands of people. And as he said, he's got a way longer road ahead than Trump. He's got now 35 years in business and in life. Trump's tenure is going to be over in like 3.5 years. So that'll be it.
100%.
What are the financial markets looking like?
100%. Well, the JSE All Share Index will open up from 96,404 points today. Currency-wise, we are holding our own to the US dollar and have been doing so for the last few weeks. 1770 is where we're trading to the greenback, 2404 to the British pound, and now against the euro at 2039.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulet Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.